Hello, everybody. Hi, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And so this is about the election in Cameroon, which took place just the other day. So Cameroon, in case you don't know, well, I mean, the results finally out, is a small country in equatorial Africa on the coast. And methinks it's the only country on the continent which has both French and English as official languages, because the Germans ruled the Cameroons. They were bested in the First World War, and pursuant to the Treaty of Versailles, all their colonies were confiscated. The League of Nations gave these mandates to France, the United Kingdom, and then 1960 independence comes, and the part of the former German Cameroon, the two parts were under British administration, the bulk of it under French administration, that bit adjacent to Nigeria, having been under Britannic superintendence, voted to fuse into with Nigeria. So fusion with Nigeria was affected, or perhaps I should say absorption. And so the former French administered zone merged with the other former British administered zone. I mean, French is majority language, about 80%. And I have met some Anglophone Cameroonians who didn't speak English. It's meant to be bilingual, and apparently interpreters are rarely provided. But English has spread amongst the Francophone community because as a world language, it's just so important. But anyway, is what is one of the more democratic African countries. Didn't get a lot of publicity, but Ahmadou Ahidjo, he was the prime minister for a long time, led them from independence till he retired in 1982. And he concentrated on such mundanities to spread literacy, improve agriculture, make sure the roads and railways work, gradually spread running water and electricity, instead of trying to run before he could walk and say, we're going to industrialize within 10 years and take out huge loans and just fail. As so many African countries did, he pursued a undramatic gradualist approach, was more successful. So one of the more stable and prosperous countries in sub-Saharan Africa. It's got a little bit of oil, but then he retired in 1982, and his former prime minister Paul Biya led the party, okay, with his Rassemblement Démocratique du Peuple, or whatever it is, Camerounien. Okay, so that's his political party. He's now 92 and very sprightly considering. So, and then one of his former cabinet ministers, Issa Chiroma Bakari, has stood against him, right, for his opposition party, Front National du Salvation du Cameroun, and so on, or Cameroun, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. So it was a first past the post system, but it is disputed as the results have come in. There were several more minor candidates, Bella Bouba Maigari, Patricia Nadam Njoya, the only female to stand as on Joshua Issa, and so forth. Okay, so it's disputed what the result is. Some say that the challenger Issa Chiroma has won, but Paul Biya's backers say no, he's got 53% of the vote. So often in Africa, this thing is disputed, right? But even Paul Biya's own daughter Brenda, she turned against him. So as in so many African countries, there's said to be significant corruption. He's by no means the worst kleptocrat, relatively humane. What else? And this claim and counterclaim, was there ballot stuffing of bogus votes? Were real votes invalidated? I don't know. Almost no violence, not much intimidation. Was this impersonation? So we shall get to the bottom of it. There've been elections that have been disputed like this, such as in Côte d'Ivoire in the last 15 years or so. The African Union has stepped in and done it, rather than the United Nations, rather than Western countries. So the French army's not there. France was much more interventionist in its quantum colonies than the United Kingdom. What's going to happen? Well, Paul Biya, maybe it's time to bow out. 92, not a bad innings, and perhaps pa pass the baton to another generation. Those held regular elections, fairly free and fair. So one of the beacons of democracy in Africa. What do you think is going to happen? I don't know what to make of these claims, so have to investigate it more. A country I've never been to, we don't hear much about. I remember 1990 when they qualified the World Cup, and that was a real breakthrough moment for them, really putting the spotlight on them. But when I've been to Cameroon, I've looked over the River Shahi from Chad many, many moons ago. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.